कर्मणा कर्म निराहार नहीं आतंतिका इष्यते अविद्याद अधिकारित्या प्रायश्चित्तं विमर्शनम्। आंसर परीक्षित महाराज क्वेश्चन टू सुखदेव गोस्वामी दैट दिस अटोनमेंट वंस कमिटिंग सम सिनफुल एक्टिविटी एंड काउंटर एक्टिंग इट बाय सो कॉल अटोनमेंट कॉन्फेशन हैज नो मीनिंग। If one is suffering from certain type of disease, goes to a doctor, physician, he gives some medicine, it is cured for the time being, and again if he is attacked with such disease and goes to the doctor, again he gives medicine, then what is the use of this business, again and again? That is the question, very intelligent question. How to cure the disease completely? This was the question of King Parikshit. The answer is given by Sukadev Goswami, that karmana karma nirhara nahi atantika ishyate. Karma, fruitive activities, counteracting it by another activity, that is not final decision. Just like people in modern age, they are trying to have some peaceful situation in the world by the intervention of the United Nations, but they cannot stop it. Again there is war. There was first war in 1914, then they manufactured League of Nations. Perhaps you, most of you may not know that we were at that time boys, student, and we know about this League of Nations, how it was manufactured. Then again the second one, and now they have manufactured United Nations. But the war is going on. But now or here or there, their actual medicine is how to stop war. That cannot be done by one action there is war, and by another action the war is stopped for the time being. And again, when the opportunity is there, is again war. So, sinful activities and atonement is like that. But actual, what we want, that no suffering, no war, that is our hankering. We want that, but that is not happening. So, the answer is given by Sukadev Goswami, but that one kind of war causes some disturbances, and another kind of war stops it for some time, for the time being. That is not ultimate solution of the problem. Any intelligent can understand it. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami recommend that these things happen on account of foolishness, avidyadadhikaritya. Avidya means without sufficient education or without sufficient knowledge, lack of knowledge, avidyadadhikaritya. prayaschittam vimarasanam. Real prayaschitta atonement is knowledge. Why we are fighting? This knowledge required. Why you are fighting? Why there is miseries? This why question. This why question is in the Vedas. It is called Kena Upanishad. Asking why. Unless this question arises in a human mind, why? Why I am suffering? That is not human life. This question must arise. Where from I have come? What is my constitutional position? Where I shall go after death? Why I am put into this miserable condition of life? Why there is birth, death, old age, disease? I do not want all of them. So that this is called vimarsanam, jnanam, thoughtful. How to solve these questions? Now, Sukadeva Goswami says, nāsnata patham evānyam vyādhaye abhivabanti hi evaṁ niyamakrit rājan sanai chīmāya kalpate. If you want to stop some disease condition of life, then you have to follow a regulatory principle. Just like when you go to a doctor for curing some disease, he gives you some medicine and some direction also, that you should not eat like this, you should not sleep like this, you should do like this, some do's and some do nots. That prescription is followed. So here, Sukadeva Goswami gives this an example that na asnata patham eva anyam. Suppose if you have got indigestion, you cannot digest food very nicely. So you have to eat such things which are easily digestible or which may not cause acidity, flatulence. Here, the doctor prescribes. So if you neglect those principles, then how can we cure? Similarly, if you want to eradicate your ignorance, how miserable conditions are arising, problems are arising, and you do not try to subside them with real knowledge, how there can be solution of the problems. Try to understand. Just like if you do not follow the program given by the physician for curing your disease, you cannot be cured. If you violate the rules given by the doctor, then how you can expect cure of your disease? Similarly, if you do not think wisely, like wise men, as they are prescribed in the Vedic knowledge, how you can stop the problems of life? That is not possible. Simply by atonement, there may be temporary suppression of something, but it will arise again. The same example can be given. The whole world is trying to stop war, but by some means like League of Nations, United Nations, but it is stopped for the time being. But again, after some years, there is huge war. So Sukadeva Goswami says, that these material, sinful life, we are acting in a way, we are forced to commit some sins, and you are suffering as a result and action. But this is going on. But if you want to stop this business, one suffering and one again becomes victim, then you have to become advanced in knowledge. Karmi Gyani. Ordinary people, they are karmis or fruitive actors. Fruitive actors, they are working whole day and night and getting some result, enjoying, again suffering. Again there is problem, this is going on. They are called karmis. So, this will not solve the question, problem. He suggests that you have to elevate yourself to the platform of knowledge. How it is done? That is prescribed here. The first thing is tapasa. The first tapasa means you have to accept some austerity. The same example can be given, that the doctor says, suppose a diabetic patient, the doctor prohibits him that you cannot eat, you have to starve for some days. So, I do not like to starve, nobody likes to starve. But because the doctor says you have to starve if you want to cure your disease, then I have to voluntarily accept starving. This is called tapasya. Voluntarily accept some miserable condition of life. That is good. And human life is meant for that purpose. When Rishabhdev, the father of Maharaj Bharat, after whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. The name Bharatvarsha is not only the name for India, but it is the name for this planet. Formerly, 5,000 years ago, the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. The Vedic culture was all over the world. These Europeans and Americans, they are coming of the same stock, Indo-Aryan stock. There is a great history behind this, how some of the Kshatriyas, they left India during the time of Parashuram. He declared war against the Kshatriyas, and he was incarnation of God. He was killing the Kshatriyas like anything, and some of the Kshatriyas fled from India and came to this part of the world. So, from historical point of view, you Europeans and Americans, you belong to the Kshatriya stock of old India. And somehow or other you have forgotten this Vedic culture. Originally, you belong to this Vedic culture. The Vedic culture was all over the world, even in America. Different types of worship or concepts of God. The Red Indians also had some religion. So apart from that historical point of view, the Vedic culture prescribes tapasya. Tapasa. Tapasa means voluntarily accept some bodily inconvenience. That is called tapasya. There are many tapasi undergoing austerity. They meditate in winter in water up to the neck, standing within water, meditate. to stand within water in winter severe cold is not very comfortable business. But they voluntarily accept it. This is called tapasya. And summer season, they blaze fire all round and sit down in the midst and meditate. I am giving you some of the examples how severely they accept tapasya. So tapasya is required. Without tapasya, you cannot make advancement in spiritual life or life of knowledge. If you simply give away in the animal propensities of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and don't accept the process of tapasya, then your human life is failure. You have to accept tapasya if you want to make solution of the problems of life. Sukhdev Goswami first recommends tapasya. Just like here in our institution, whoever comes and becomes an initiated member, we first of all ask them to undergo tapasya. Especially in your country, it is a great tapasya to give up illicit sex life, to give up intoxication up to the point of smoking and tea drinking, and to give up meat eating, and to give up gambling. Although there are only four, but it is very difficult to give up these four items. Even Lord Jetland in England, when he was asked to do this, one of my godbrothers, Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland, he inquired from my godbrother, Swamiji, whether you can make us Brahmin. So he said, yes, why not? You have to give up these four principles of law, prohibitive. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. The Lord Jetland replied, impossible. Yes, it is impossible. Because in Europe and America, this is the way of life from the very beginning. And from India, our Indian gentlemen come here to learn this art, how to do it nicely. And they think it is advancement. India is automatically taught this tapasya by their culture. But they come here to forget that culture and accept another type of life. But the real fact is, if you want to advance in spiritual understanding, if you want to make a solution of all the problems of your life, then you have to accept this life of austerity, tapasya. Restriction. Restriction is meant for human beings, not for the animals. Just like in our common dealing, when you drive your car, you have got some restriction. You cannot drive your car on the left side. That is offense. Keep to the right. You cannot drive your car when there is red light or yellow light. You have to follow the restriction. But a dog, if it keeps to the left or crosses the street when there is red light, it is not punished. Because it is animal dog. But if you violate the laws, you will be punished. Why? That means you have got advanced consciousness. If you do not follow the rules and regulations, then you are nothing but animal. Human being, human life means voluntarily accepting the laws, the rules and regulations. That is human life. But now the propaganda is that everyone wants to be free, no regulative life. This is animal life. Just try to understand. These regulations, law books, restrictions, they are meant for human beings, not for animals. And if you want freedom from all restrictions, then you come to the animal life. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami recommends, first, tapasa. If you want to stop the problems of life, then you have to accept the life of austerity, tapasa. And what is the tapasa? That is also brahmacharyena. Brahmacharyena. Brahmacharyena means restricted sex life. Real meaning is no sex life. No celibacy, completely. This is tapasya. Therefore, according to Vedic culture, the first beginning of life is brahmachari. But in the brahmachari life, there is no sex life. Only in the grihastha life, there is sex life, married life. I was reading the other day a magazine, Watchtower. So this paper was criticizing so many immoral activities in the Christian world. And one item I was surprised to read that a Christian priest had sanctioned a marriage between man to man. That was written there. I do not wish to discuss all those things. But people are degrading. For want of this tapasya, people are not taught how to execute tapasya life, tapasya life. Simply by criticizing will not do. Practically, you have to be trained in the life of tapasya. Then it will be effective. Just like we are doing. Here, in our Krishna consciousness movement, in every center, everyone, at least who are living within this temple, must get up at 4 o'clock to perform the Aratri. This morning I was asking somebody that if you cannot rise, then you cannot live in this temple. Because this temple is meant for tapasya, not for extravagance. Unless you follow the life of tapasya, you cannot make progress. So, this temple, we are inviting everyone to live here, to live with us, and practice tapasya. Then your life will be advanced. Then you will understand what is your constitutional position, what is God or Krishna, what is your relationship with Him, what is the aim of life, how to execute it, how to make life successful. These things are taught here. This is called tapasya. And in the Vedas, it is said that those who are executing the regulative life of tapasya, they are Brahmins. Etat viditya ja prayati sa eva brahmana. एतत् अविदित्या ज प्रयाति स कृपण दीज आर द वैदिक इंजंक्शन वन हु इज डाइंग एवरी वन इज डाइंग नोबडी कैन लीव हियर परमानेंटली दैट्स अ फैक्ट बट वन हु इज डाइंग आफ्टर एग्जीक्यूटिंग द लाइफ ऑफ तपस्या ही इज ए ब्राह्मिन And one who is dying, like cats and dogs, without any execution of tapasya, he is called kripana. The two words are there in the Vedic literature. One is brahmana and one is kripana. Kripana means miser, and brahmana means liberal, broad-minded. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Or one who knows the Supreme, the Absolute Truth, he is Brahman. And one who does not know, that is animal. This is the difference between animal and man. Man should be educated to understand the Absolute Truth. Therefore, in the human society, there is school, colleges, universities, philosophers, scientists, mathematicians, because human life is meant for knowledge. The animal life, they are not required to take education. They are simply busy with the business, how to eat, how to sleep, how to mate, and how to depend, that's all. So, the tapasya life begins from celibacy. Brahmacharyena, Sukadeva Goswami recommends. Brahmacharya is described in the shastras that smaranam kirtanam keli prekshanam guhyavasanam. Sex life, smaranam. Thinking of sex life, that is against brahmacharya. Complete celibacy means one should not think of even sex life, smaranam, or talk of sex life. Our modern literature, newspaper and everything simply full with talks of sex life. This is against brahmacharya life. Smaranam kirtanam keli. And actually, indulging sex life. Prekshanam, looking, overlooking a nice boy or nice girl. That is also against brahmacharya. Guhyavasanam, whispering between girls and boys, that is also against brahmacharya. Guhyavasana, sankalpa, then determination of sex life. Uddhavasaya, endeavoring how to affect sex life. So when we can stop all these activities, that is real brahmacharya. It is very difficult at the present age. Etat maithunam astyangam pravadanti manishina viparita brahmacharyam edav astra lakhanam iti. So brahmacharya means that you cannot think of sex life, you cannot talk of sex life, you cannot whisper about sex life, or you cannot endeavor for sex life. These eight types of activities and sex indulgence are against brahmacharya life. But here it is prescribed that if you want to make solution of the problems of life, then you have to adopt a life of tapasya, austerity, which begins from brahmacharya. To summarize this brahmacharya life in these age, we have given a simple formula that no illicit sex. Sex is there. Sex is not bad. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, dharma viruddha kamosmi. Sex life, which is not against the religious principles of life, that is I am, Krishna says. The dharma viruddha, according to Vedic civilization, one should have sex indulgence only once in a month. That is the prescription. And when the wife is pregnant, there is no sex life. That is dharma aviruddha. That is not against the religious principles. Even in your wife, married wife, if you indulge sex life more than once in a month or in pregnancy, that is against religious principle. The Krishna says, dharma aviruddha kamasmi. Lust, sex indulgence, which is not against the rules of religious principles, that is I am. That means only for begetting children, nice children, so that there may not be disturbance. Unless there are nice population, children, born in a systematic way, how you can expect peace in the world? That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. When there are varnasankar, the whole world becomes hell. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So the life of austerity begins from the life of celibacy, brahmacharya. So brahmacharya, the descriptions are given here, how you can execute brahmachari life. You cannot think of sex life, you cannot talk of sex life, you cannot whisper about sex life. There are eight types of different regulation to stop sex life. But these things are very difficult in this age. Therefore, we have simply summarized that don't have sex life beyond the marriage life. That is not good. Then how brahmacharya can be executed? That is also given here. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena. Samena means controlling the mind. The yoga system, Ashtanga yoga system, practicing the asana, sitting posture, breathing exercise, controlling the senses from outside engagement, pratyahar. This yoga system is meant for controlling the mind and controlling the sense. If there is no control of mind and no control of senses, the so-called yoga practice is bogus. It has no meaning. Yoga indriya sanyama. Yoga means to control the senses. That is the real meaning of yoga. See, if one is unable to control the senses, I have seen in some yoga practice in institution in New York, they are practicing some this asana, and just after finishing, immediately smoking. You see, this much control they learn. So these are all bogus. This is not yoga system. Yoga system is not so easy, especially in this age. Yoga system means to control the senses, control the mind. And control the mind means you have to control so many things. You're eating, you're sleeping, you're behaving. These are prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita how to practice the Ashtanga Yoga. You have to find out a suitable place, a sacred place, a solitary place. Therefore, real yogis, they used to go to Himalaya. Sometimes some young man here in your country, they inquire from me how to go to Himalaya and what will do there, going there, Himalaya. So you are not practiced. So instead of practicing yoga in the Himalaya, you practice yoga here. We have come here to help you. Here this Krishna consciousness movement is there. If you are serious about practicing yoga, this take bhakti yoga that will come, how it happens in the next few lines. So this Ashtanga yoga is not possible in this age. Samadhava, controlling the mind, controlling the senses. Because nobody can properly practice the Ashtanga yoga system. Impossible. It is not only impossible now, even 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was advising about this Ashtanga yoga to Arjuna. Arjuna was not an ordinary man. He was a friend of Krishna. He was a great son of a royal family. And Arjuna's name and fame everyone know. So he said to Krishna, my dear Krishna, this yoga practice is not possible to be performed by me. I am unable. So Arjuna said frankly that he was unable to practice this yoga system. And what we are in comparison to Arjuna. So, this Ashtanga yoga system is not possible at all in this age. If you are satisfied by learning some sitting posture artificially, that may give you some chance of good exercise of the body. You can give good health. But there is no chance of spiritual realization by Ashtanga yoga practice in this age. So Sukadeva Goswami says, samena. Sama means manasa niyaman, controlling the mind. The mind's business is acceptance and rejection. This is mind's business. Even one is very elevated. The mind's business is mind's business. Mind will accept something, it is very good, and next moment it will reject. That is mind's business. But you have to fix up your mind in something which you cannot reject. And that is only the lotus feet of Krishna. If you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, then your mind cannot go elsewhere. You practice it and you'll see it. Savai mana Krishna padara vindaya. Therefore, Amrish Maharaj fixed up his mind always. Our Krishna consciousness movement means we are teaching our student how to fix up the mind always in Krishna. Savai Radha. That is the first class yoga system. And Krishna also advised and pray bhajate. Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Kindly again engage me in your service. Somehow or other, without being engaged in your service, I have been dragged to the service of Maya. Service I am going. I am rendering service. Because I am eternal servant, Therefore, my serving process is going on. But where it is going on? I am serving my lust, I am serving my anger, I am serving my greediness, so on. That means, on one word, I am serving my sense gratification. So kindly help me, instead of serving my sense gratification, let me serve your sense gratification. That is yoga. That is first class yoga. Pray always. Fix up your mind in Krishna's lotus feet and pray that I am eternal servant. Now I am engaged in the service of my sense gratification. And you please help me now. I have come to my senses to engage me in your sense gratification. The business is there, sense gratification. But Krishna consciousness means, instead of satisfying one's own senses, one should be ready to satisfy the senses of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this distinction has been clearly made. What is love and what is lust? Lust means satisfying to gratify one's personal senses. And love means trying to satisfy the senses of the lover. And who is the lover? Krishna, the supreme lover. So one is called prem, love, and the other is called lust, although the process may appear to be the same. Krishna indriya tripti vancha dhare prem naam. Atmendriya tripti vancha taranam kaam. Kaam and prem, this is the difference. So, in order to control your mind, in order to control your senses, if you simply divert your activities for Krishna, or you act in Krishna consciousness, then you become the perfect yogi. First class, topmost yogi. There is no comparison of this yogi. Yogi namapi sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajate jo mam. Krishna. Mam means Krishna. Samejukta tamam. He is the highest, topmost yogi. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is not any concocted idea or a bluffing movement. It is authoritative, based on Vedic authority, and Bhagavad Gita is there, Srimad Bhagavat is there, accepted by all the acharyas. So, if you kindly take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and try to accept this devotional yoga system, bhakti yoga, bhakti yogena sevat, mancha vyavicharina bhakti yogena sevat, this bhakti yoga, sagunan samatitta yita, he immediately transcends all the influence of the three material modes of nature. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Immediately, he is on the transcendental platform called Brahma. So, if you want to solve the problems of life without any difficulty, very easily, then this is the movement, Krishna consciousness. Very simple and easy. You are seeing practically your boys and girls who are participating in this movement We have got 60 branches all over the world. Outside India, we have got 4 branches only, and 56 branches are outside the world, outside India. And they are all foreigners. 4 years or 3 years ago, they did not know who is Krishna. Now they are chanting, dancing, enjoying Krishna conscious life. This is practical proof how Krishna consciousness movement is effective. Before me, from India, many sages came, but actually they could not induce the Westerners, especially the young generation, to any Indian cultural movement except this Krishna consciousness movement. That's a fact, historical. So, my request to you all, those who are present here, try to understand the philosophy. You are all educated, grown up, boys and girls, gentlemen, ladies. We have got books, immense literature, big, big voluminous book. If you want to understand this philosophy through books, we are not in scarcity. We can supply you volumes of books. These books are, some of them are demonstrated. But if you do not like to take so much trouble to read over the books, then simply come and chant and dance ethans and take prasadam, go home happily. Thank you. Back to Godhead means God is a person like you and me, just like your father is a person. That is a practical knowledge. Your father's father is also a person. His father is also a person. His father is also a person. Immediately, you can understand. Therefore, the Supreme Father must be a person. Is it very difficult to understand? Any one of you can say it is very difficult to understand? God is called Supreme Father. Not only in your Bible, but in the Vedas also. In all literature. And actually he is Father, because the Vedanta says the Absolute Truth is the original Father. Janmadasya jataha, from whom everything has taken birth or emanated. So the Supreme Father cannot be impersonal. He is a person. And in the Vedas, it is confirmed, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bahunam vidadati kaman. He is the Supreme Eternal amongst all eternals. We are all eternal living entities. And He is the Supreme Eternal. And we are all living entities, chetana. Life symptoms. We have got everything, all desires. So, similarly, the Supreme Father has got all desires. Our desires are born because He has got desires. Just like we like to love young boy, young girl, they are in love. Where from this idea of love comes? It comes from there. Radha and Krishna. Because we are part and parcel of God. We have got all the instincts of God in minute quantity. But Because here we are in this material world. Material world means where God is forgotten. That is called material world. In this temple, we are not in the material world. We are not in New York. We are in Vaikuntha. Because we have not forgotten Krishna. Yes, that is the definition given by the Vedic literature. Transcendent. Anyone who is living within this temple. I will give you one example. Just like if a sheep comes from foreign country, that sheep may be within the border of your country or within your country. That sheep is not within the law of your country. The ambassadors, the embassies, they are not within the law of USA. I give you some practical example. Similarly, anyone who is engaged in Krishna's service, any place it may be, that spot is not within the material world. That is transcendentally situated. So, for practical going back to Godhead, you come to a temple, that's all. You'll never forget Krishna, you'll be engaged in the service of Krishna, therefore you live in Vaikuntha or Vrindavan. This is the easiest process of going back to Godhead. And then, after death, surely you are going to Vaikuntha or Krishna Loka. Yes?
I just thought, how does one learn to show the sense of love especially if they can be so overwhelming?
This is very easy. If you apply your senses for the service of Krishna, then your senses cannot act independently. That is controlling. Just like if you absorb your mind in something, you forget everything. Similarly, if you practice how to make yourself Krishna conscious, then automatically the senses and mind becomes controlled. It is not very difficult. Therefore we say that for solution of all problems, you come and join with us. Here is a big temple. You live here and learn how to do it.